വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഹലോ എവ്രിവൺ, ഹാർട്ടി വെൽക്കം ഓൺ ബിഹാഫ് ഓഫ് ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ആൻഡ് നാഷണൽ ലോ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഒറീസ. ആൻഡ് ഐ എം വെസ് ഹസൻ ഖാൻ, അസിസ്റ്റന്റ് പ്രൊഫസർ ഓഫ് ലോ അറ്റ് നാഷണൽ ലോ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഒറീസ. ദിസ് ഇസ് അവർ ലാസ്റ്റ് വീഡിയോ ലെക്ചർ ഓൺ അഡോപ്ഷൻ. ഇൻ അവർ ഏർലിയർ വീഡിയോ വി ഹാവ് ഡിസ്കസ് അഡോപ്ഷൻ അണ്ടർ ഹിന്ദു ലോ ആൻഡ് മുസ്ലിം ലോ. ഇൻ ദിസ് ലാസ്റ്റ് ലെക്ചർ വി വുഡ് ബി ഡിസ്കസിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് അഡോപ്ഷൻ അണ്ടർ ജേ ജെ ആക്ട്, which is Juvenile Justice Care and Protection Act 2015. Before we start with JJ Act, you must understand that adoption under the JJ Act, the nature of adoption is completely different from the way we understand adoption under Hindu law or the Muslim law. There are two broad changes in the nature. What JJ Act has adopted, the JJ Act has adopted a child-centric approach rather than the parent-centric approach. So in Hindu law or Muslim law, what basically you will find is a parent-centric approach. So Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act will talk in terms of a parent, right of parenthood when it comes to the adoption of a child. But JJ Act approach is different. It talks about the best interests of the child. So if there are two conflicting interests between the right of parenthood and the best interest of child, under JJ Act, the best interest of child will prevail. So we have shifted our approach from parent-centric to a child-centric in the form of best interest of the child. The second difference of nature is the fact that under JJ Act, adoption is not a religious right, but it is a civil matter. Unlike in Hindu law, where the adoption is a religious rite performed earlier with the ceremony of Datta Honam. However, in JJ Act, it is considered as a civil matter, which is governed by the best interest of the child principle. Under JJ Act, the process of adoption is almost the same as we have earlier discussed. It is again three-pronged, in which a child is involved, party number one. Then we have adoptive parents, party number two, and then we have biological parents, party number three. However, there's one difference, is the fact that in JJ Act, a state is also involved. So along with biological parents, you also have a state as a party in the form of CWC or the court or the special adoption agencies or central adoption agencies or different other instrumentality of the state. So it is three-pronged, but you also have an addition of a state along with biological parents. The process of adoption as per JJ Act can be understood if you read JJ Act 2015 along with Adoption Regulation 2017. Adoption Regulation 2017 is very important because it provides for the detailed procedure through which you can do an adoption. These regulation of 2017 was issued by Ministry of Women and Child Development, Government of India, and they are applicable in case you want to adopt under JJ Act 2015. Now we will start the procedure of adoption under JJ Act. The step one for the procedure of adoption is the eligibility of a child for adoption. Under JJ Act, there are certain categories of the child who only can be adopted. These childs are, number one, orphan child, means the child who is not having any of the parents, their parents are dead, is an orphan child. Or an abandoned child, means child who has been abandoned by their parents for whatever reasons. Third is a surrendered child. Sometimes a child is surrendered by the parents because of certain economic, social or other reasons. This kind of a child is called a surrendered child. Fourth is a child of relative. And finally, you have children of a spouse from earlier marriage. So these are the five categories of a child who can be adopted under JJ Act. Orphan child, abandoned child, surrendered child, child of relative, and child of earlier spouse. Step two is about the eligibility of adoptive parents. Before a parent can adopt, he must fulfill following condition. Number one is that the party, he or she, must be physically, mentally, and emotionally stable. and he must also be financially capable and must not be suffering from any life-threatening diseases. So mentally, physically, and financially stable, and must not be suffering from any serious diseases, life-threatening diseases. Further, if this party is married, then the consent of both the spouses are an indispensable requirement. JJ Act does not make hierarchy between husband or a wife or a man or a woman, saying that the men will initiate the adoption and the women will follow. What it says is that both men and the woman, or the husband or wife, will have equal right to initiate adoption, and they have to initiate it together, and nobody will follow the other. Further, in case of a single female can adopt child of any gender, both girl child or a male child. Female child or a male child can be adopted by a single female. But single male shall not be eligible to adopt a girl child. So a single male would only be able to adopt a boy child, not a girl child. Unlike single female who can adopt both of them. Single female or single male, male means an unmarried or a divorced man or a woman. Last condition is that in case of a married couple, they must have at least 2 years of a stable matrimonial relationship before they can initiate adoption procedure. So immediately after marriage, you cannot initiate adoption procedure unless until you have 2 years of stable marital relationship. The last condition is the minimum age requirement. The minimum age difference between the adoptive parents and the child as per JJ Act is 25 years. Along with this, JJ Act also provides about the maximum age of a single parent and maximum composite age of the adoptive parents. Maximum age of the adoptive parents and maximum composite age of the adoptive parents, which is given in the list provided to you. So this is about adoption under JJ Act in a very brief and crisp fashion. For details, you can refer to your self-learning material. Thank you so much. Good luck.